In another ruling today, the Supreme Court said that students can use public money to attend religious schools. A bitterly divided court ruled 5-4 that a private school voucher program in Cleveland does not violate constitutional church-state separation. Commentator Joe LeConte says this is one of the court's most consequential rulings in years, and not just because of its implications for public education.
By allowing poor parents in Cleveland to use publicly funded vouchers to send their children to religious schools, the court has torn up the tired script of church-state disputes. Here's the new guiding principle. As long as public money flows to religious organizations because of a person's private choices, there's no government establishment of religion. The First Amendment is secure. The attention now is on the ruling's effect on public schools. But the court's decision could shake up government's entire social safety net. It creates a bold opportunity for the president's faith-based agenda, a less contentious way to expand the reach of religious charities helping the poor. The White House initiative got bogged down in Congress last year over a vexing question. Can government directly support religious organizations without funding faith? Not without a host of regulations, some of which discourage worthy charities from seeking assistance. Vouchers are a way out of this muddle. Following the court's argument, recipients could use publicly funded certificates to buy social services from any provider, be it the secular Mitch Snyder Homeless Shelter or the evangelical Bowery Mission. As long as programs welcome people based on need, they could be saturated with religious teachings and activities. As long as those programs are freely chosen by private individuals, government has no interest in how much they hear about God. There is, in fact, nothing revolutionary about vouchers. Government already supports over 80 voucher programs addressing various social needs. 11 of them are funded by the federal government, allowing the poor to purchase everything from baby food to housing. Conservatives included a voucher provision in faith-based legislation passed by the House last summer. The Senate compromise bill now being considered, however, has dropped the idea, and the White House shows no interest in reviving it. That's a sure way to avoid government reform. Washington's social service regime, propped up by direct grants and contracts, easily turns Good Samaritans into crabby bureaucrats. It invites cumbersome regulations. It values assembly line provision of services over humane help for the needy. As in public education, the widespread use of vouchers for social programs would rock the secular establishment. Vouchers would protect the independence of religious organizations helping the poor, and they would widen the choices of compassionate care available to families in crisis. As Supreme Court rulings go, that's not a bad day's work.
Joseph LeConte is the William E. Simon Fellow in Religion and a Free Society at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington.